Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I was working at an assignment with a chaplain, and he had told me that the assignment was going to get to me. It was a very difficult assignment where you were facing some of the most horrible situations that can happen on this earth. And he told me that the assignment was going to get to me mentally, that it was going to kind of break me. And he suggested to me that I needed to find some way to decompress from all of the sort of anguish that I would face in this assignment. And he was right. The assignment was so hard, there were so many difficult situations that I was brought into, that it did start to get to me. And it started to get to me during the normal course of my day. I would start thinking about all of the horrible situations I was working with, and it started to make me feel that life wasn't that good. You know, it's the kind of thing that it dominates your mind when you see some really horrible stuff going on. And I remember the advice of this chaplain. He told me, you got to find a healthy way to decompress from all this stuff. So what I did was I threw myself into something that interested me, that had absolutely nothing to do with my church work, and it was stuff that had to do with mechanical engineering. And I did this on a small scale with things such as gas-powered radio-controlled trucks and stuff like that, and just something that would challenge my mind to learn stuff new, that would be a thing that would occupy me, and it would kind of be a decompressing thing. You know, some people, some priests, they play golf. I don't do that. But I got involved in mechanical engineering as a way to kind of decompress from the trials I was experiencing and being drawn into. And I've kept up this sort of practice of having something healthy in my life that will help me to decompress from whatever challenging situation I will face in my life. And some years ago, I decided to take some lessons flying an airplane. And this wasn't simply about to have something fun to do or interesting. It was part of this idea of kind of staying grounded. Although flying an airplane is not the best way to stay grounded, because you're going to go up in the air. But I started taking these lessons, and I want to tell you something about it that I feel is related to this gospel. Before I do, there are aviation experts out there. I am not one, so please do not follow my advice, because I'm no expert. I only took a couple of lessons, and there was something that I experienced when I was flying the plane. My instructor told me that there were two sources of sort of information about the orientation of the plane that I had to understand. He said the first one was what I see out the window, the big picture in front of me, the horizon. And he said I have to rely on that a lot. And the other thing was the instruments in the plane, the dials, the switches, the buttons, the flashing lights, the sounds and all that stuff. You know, when you get in an airplane cockpit for the first time, you see all these things that are very intimidating. You see these dials and switches and everything, and you're kind of like, whoa, I don't know if I can handle this. This is just too much. You don't know where to begin. It's quite frightening. But my instructor told me I have to rely on the instruments also. But his point was I had to rely a lot more on what I see out the window than I did upon the instruments. It was something like 90% visual, 10% relying on the instruments for the purpose of this first lesson I was taking. Well, what I did is I did the opposite, and I relied probably 100% on the instruments. And the instruments, you can trust them, but someone on my skill level, it really wasn't the best way to do things. So the guy told me to fly the plane at 2,000 feet. And I'd have the plane at 2,000 feet, and I'd be staring at the altimeter, watching my height. And then my height would go up to 2,300 feet. I was like, uh-oh, I'm going up too high. So then I bring it back down to 2,000 feet. And then my plane was sat going back down to 1,800 feet. Uh-oh, too low. And I go back up to 2,000. And then I start going over 2,000. And then I said, I got to go down again. So my whole flight was, I was going up and down and up and down and up and down. And the instructor told me that, he said, you are committing pilot-induced oscillations. I thought that was kind of cool because, and I told him this, I said, there's a saint named Padre Pio, and his, the initials of pilot-induced oscillations is PIO. And I said, I could create an airline called Father Jason Pio Airlines, and our motto would be, fly with us and we guarantee you'll get sick. Well, my problem was, is I was ignoring the big picture, and I was just focused on all of the instruments in front of me. And you remember, I was still intimidated at the instruments in front of me, so even when I interpreted them, I wasn't really having the best way of interpreting them. Anyway, how on earth is this connected to the gospel? Well, the passage I read to you, we hear Jesus talk about this idea of the law. He's talking about the commandments, and he says they're not going to go away. Later on in this gospel, he shows how strict the law is. He talks about the commandment, you shall not kill. And he says this also is going to mean you shall not be angry with your brother. He talks about the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. And he says you shall not have lust. And then he goes on and on about things such as being honest and truthful and so forth. And his teaching, when people hear it the first time, when you read other parts of the gospel too, this is like Jesus giving us our instruments. And he's saying we have to rely on these for a good flight for our soul in our journey to God. And some people, when they hear the commandments, especially ones about morality, they can be intimidated by them. You look at the example of the commandment, you shall not kill. And Jesus goes on to say, but I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother is liable to judgment. Think about that in your own life. Have you ever been angry with someone? Jesus is telling you, you're in big trouble. So you can be intimidated by this teaching of Jesus. You can be like the person going into the cockpit for the first time and looking at these instruments, and you're like, boy, I don't know if I can live up to this. This is really not for me. I can't do it. Well, Jesus is giving us our instruments. But like that lesson from the airplane, we need to rely on the big picture, which Jesus gives us also. And what is the big picture? What is the visual that we see as we journey in our relationship to God? The visual, the big picture, is the presence of God. It's His goodness, His love, His mercy. And Jesus reveals to us this big picture many, many times. In fact, this whole idea about the law is not really the biggest message in all of the gospel in the revelation of Jesus. It's like the instruments. What's the visual picture Jesus gives us? Well, look at the big events in his life. His birth at Christmas, his miracles, his suffering and death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension, the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That's the big picture. It's the big picture of God's presence and his love and his goodness, his light and his truth, splendor of his presence. If the laws of the gospel, if the Ten Commandments were the only source that we had to rely upon in our relationship to God, when Jesus was born, you would have had one of the angels of God or Mary or Saint Joseph or the shepherds reciting the Ten Commandments, and you don't have that. Instead, you have this proclamation of this newborn King of the Jews. And so forth. You look at all of the big events in his life. Those are our sources of information for the big picture. And we have to rely mostly upon that. Yes, we trust in our instruments, and we have to rely upon them. We can't renounce them. But we need to rely on the presence of God and of his goodness. Now, what happens if we rely only upon the instruments, that is, the laws of the gospel, the commandments? If those are our only source of information about our relationship to God, well, first of all, we're going to feel intimidated by that. We might not want to have anything to do with God. And if we rely only upon these instruments of the laws of God, then we might be like me in that plane, having a pilot-induced oscillation, but we are going to have a disciple-induced oscillation. And we're going to be up and down and up and down. We'll be up when we feel like we're carrying out the law of God perfectly. And that's going to lead us to a sense of our own self-righteousness. It can lead us to look down upon others and actually believe that everyone else around us, even in the church, is not living the commandments of God. We can become judgmental and we can condemn others. Then we're going to go down, like my airplane going down, and we're going to get consumed by our guilt. We're going to give in to despair. That's when we feel like we can't live by the law of God, that we're the worst sinners in the world. And then when I go back up, and then when I go back down. And our spiritual journey on the path of Jesus is going to make us sick. We're going to get sick of it. And it's going to make a lot of other people sick. They're not going to be interested in our expression of our religious life. We have to keep the big picture in mind. The big picture is the presence of God and His love. Yes, we rely on our instruments of the laws of the gospel, but we have to rely mostly upon what God reveals to us, the person of His Son Jesus, His love, His truth, His goodness, His presence with us. And when we rely on this big picture and also trust in our instruments of the law of the gospel, our spiritual journey will be much more peaceful and joyful for ourselves and for those around us. God bless you.